Let us consecrate ourselves to the Lord. Lord, we offer to you this day. We ask that as we begin this first full week of the new year, that you touch our hearts in ways that lead us always to glorify your name. Help us to begin this year anew and show us where you are leading us through the next 365 days. And let us follow you to where you want us to be exactly 360 days from today. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Welcome to St. Anthony Overnight, the first program for, no, actually it's the second program because we did it on January 1st. Second program for 2021. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I'm the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you to our broadcast, which is heard every single Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on 590 AM WEZE. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is the first week of 2021. First Monday. This is the first Monday, first day of the work week of 2021. And as we look into the year, we have less of an understanding of what this year will bring, or less of a expectation of what this year will bring than we did exactly a year ago. And that's an important consideration to think of. You know, in the letter of James, it's the fourth chapter, and I'm not going to read the letter because, or that particular passage, because I want you to look it up. James, it's in the New Testament, the letter of James, and in the fourth chapter, and he talks about this whole idea. This is what I'm going to do tomorrow. This is what I'm going to do next week. And we started our year just exactly like that a year ago and didn't work out that way. And that's exactly what James talks about. But what you'll see there is he basically says, here you are planning, you know, you're going to say, well, this is what we're going to do tomorrow. He says, you don't know that. Who are you? Your life is not yours. God is in charge of your life is essentially what he's saying. You'll find that in all the verses. So he literally says that what you do is, this is what we're going to do tomorrow, God willing. Well, look at what we've been through this entire year. This is what we're going to do tomorrow. Oh, I guess we're not. Well, we'll see you on at Mass on Sunday. Oh, I guess we won't. You know, this whole year has been a whole year of, you had everything planned out. Guess what? Your plans changed. And something to keep in mind, because those are right out of the book of James. So we as Catholics and other Christians as well do believe that nothing happens without God's permission. So there's something to reflect on right then and there of, this is the way everything is going to go. And then we realize, only if God allows it, because our entire life could change overnight, which essentially it did. I'll never forget when they first announced the shutdown. And that was back in March, and it was, this is it. This is what we're going to do, and shut down. I was like shocked, as so were so many others. Wait a minute. Everything has just changed overnight. And I'm sure you had the experiences I did where you went weeks or months with this longing feeling for the week before the shutdown, when life was normal. And what do we keep saying? Oh, by the way, life's never going to get back to normal again. You'll have a normal, but it's a new normal. You know what? Those are not the words that really comfort people. But one of the things that we need to understand is, nothing happens without God's permission. So there is a message in there that comes from the Gospel of Luke and the Gospel of James, the letter of James. The first part, the letter of James. Here you have all planned out what you're going to do tomorrow. And don't expect that to be the reality, because all of that may change. And we've had times in our lives when all of that did change and everything did change overnight. And this was one example. But what's the other? Be it done unto me according to your word. That's from Mary, where obviously she's saying, well, okay, then if my life is in God's hands, then let it be. And at the same time, keep in mind that there is another one whose life changed overnight. So we recognize all of that and we understand that dynamic. And this past year has been a parable to that. And this is something that we as Catholics want to reflect on. Now, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about that is something completely different, but it still kind of reflects on that same theme. You know, one of the issues that's really strong in the Catholic Church, in Catholic culture and everything else, is very simply, people will ask questions and you will get answers. It's very simple. So what is the question? And always the question will be, is XYZ a sin? Now, I don't know if the evangelical church follows the same pattern. I don't think they follow it exactly the same way, because we as Catholics believe in venial sin and mortal sin. And there is that mentality, I don't know if it's a Christian specifically or it's Catholic specific, that mentality of, well, is something a sin? And how much of a sin is it, is that issue. And, you know, what you will hear a lot in Catholic circles is answering that specific question. Is this a sin, yes or no? Well, what you realize over time is there's an underlying issue, and no one ever addresses that because they're so focused on that question and answer stuff, and that's always an issue. So I'm going to talk about this more specifically on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We are here every single Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM, and you can also hear us at Catholic Audio Media. com. Have you ever wanted to read the Bible but didn't know which readings to check out? Well, how about looking at the Church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and study of the Bible. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Don't forget we have a website to connect to the program. The website is catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com, where you can listen to archives of the program. You can send feedback or questions or comments about the program. You can also send us prayer requests, or if you'd like, you can also donate to the program if you feel the program is important to you, which we hope you do. By the way, Rich's contact, if you'd like to send us a reflection of how this program touched your heart, we'd love that. So please do that. CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So I was listening to a Catholic radio program on another network, and one of the issues came up, a question came up, and I'm going to change the question a bit just to make it better for this audience. And the question was, is it a mortal sin to use contraception? Now, the Catholic answer is always, and that's the answer you're going to get here, the Catholic answer is always yes. Okay. Here's the problem. That's true, but let's look at this. First of all, in order for something to be a mortal sin, you have to know it's a mortal sin. You have to understand that and basically decide. You have to reflect on it and say, yes, I know it's a mortal sin. I'm going to do it anyway. So basically, you have to say, I know God does not want me to do this, but I am going to do this anyway. Okay, that's basically the formula for a mortal sin. And then obviously you have to commit the sin. All right, sometimes you'll have this situation where someone will think they committed a mortal sin, and then when you reflect it with them, they go, oh, wait a minute, I never committed the sin. Well, then you didn't commit a mortal sin. But here is the question. Is using contraception, obviously we're assuming within a sacramental Catholic marriage, is using contraception within a sacramental Catholic marriage a sin, a mortal sin? Yes, but if you listen carefully to the question, you realize that's not the issue. They're not asking you really if it's a mortal sin. They're expressing to you how do they deal with the fear that they will not be able to support future children. That's the issue. And so the question you want to answer is that one. Not the question of whether or not it's a mortal sin, because I can answer that question in a matter of 1 second. Yes, okay, have a good day, let's take the next question. But that's not their issue. And what is their issue? How do I support children, another children? I don't know if I can do that. That's the question. And what does that reflect? I am afraid of bringing another child in the world because if I do, I don't know if I can care for it, for him or her. Well, that's a real legitimate fear. And that is the fear that has to be addressed because that's your answer to the question. And the reality is that it really hits on, this is why it's such an important issue, it really hits on the central factor of everything Catholic. And this is something, this is why I really don't like when people just ask questions and give answers and that's all it is. Because the real issue is everything to do with the Catholic Church as far as us living our Catholic life can be summed up in the words of Mary to the angel, "Be it done unto me according to your will." That's what it truly means to live the Catholic faith. So in doing so, we have to be rooted in prayer. We have to be rooted in having that deeper relationship with Christ. And therefore, that fear has to be brought into that conversation with our prayer, that conversation with Christ. That fear is part of it. So that addressing those kinds of issues are in your life as you're listening is what's going to help you address those kinds of issues in other people's lives as you serve them in whatever you're doing as, you know, as a person living their Catholic life who's listening to this program, who has an interest in living their baptismal promises. That is that's how we answer the question. That's how we do it. That's all there. So the real question is not whether or not it's a sin. The real question is, how do I deal with this fear? Because it's the fear that prevents me from not committing the sin. Do you see that? And this is where we need to go in all we do, because it all comes down to that word from Mary to the angel, "Be it done unto me according to your word." And it can also be seen in the letter of James. Trust in the Lord. He is in charge. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. We now have improved our website for smartphone and tablet use. Now you can go right to our podcast. You can also check out the other pages on the website at catholicaudiomedia.com. This will lead you to St. Anthony Parish in Alston. It'll lead you to our blog, our contact and prayer request forms, and also you can share your comments and even prayer requests with us. And if you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through a donation on our donation page. We're at catholicaudiomedia.com, catholicaudiomedia.com.